This is KUT. Next week, the Austin City Council is set to vote on a massive mixed-use development proposed for the Shoal Creek neighborhood. Ahead of that vote, the city manager's office is hoping to clear up some concerns about the city's handling of the contentious case. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
In a lengthy memo released Tuesday, the city manager's office set out to explain the staff review process for the Grove at Shoal Creek. The proposed development would bring office space, residential, and retail development to a 75-acre tract of land that sits largely empty right now. But the plan has drawn concerns from some neighbors about the impact of development, namely increased traffic.
It's a huge concern. We're talking about nearly 20,000 vehicles per day being generated by this development as it's proposed right now.
That's Grayson Cox, vice president of the Bull Creek Road Coalition. The issue he's talking about has been a huge point of contention. Just how many daily car trips would the Grove bring to surrounding streets, which are largely residential? Now, the phrase car trips doesn't refer to the number of vehicles on the road. It's traffic engineer speak for a vehicle traveling from one point to another. Here's engineer Brian Williams explaining it at a March planning meeting hosted by the developer ARG Bull Creek.
So if you're driving down the street and you stop and get a cup of coffee, you pull in, that's a trip, and then you get your coffee and leave, that's a second trip. So by entering and exiting the coffee shop, you've created two trips.
According to the developer's traffic study, the Grove would generate about 19,000 trips on surrounding roads. In the new memo, Austin Transportation Department Director Robert Spiller says that number is, quote, appropriate. The department drew criticism from the Grove's opponents after the Austin American Statesman revealed that concerns about the traffic study from some lower-level city engineers were overruled earlier this year. In yesterday's memo, Spiller wrote the department chose to involve senior staff in the review process because of the sensitive nature of the traffic-related issues. The public statement has brought some relief for supporters of the project. Benjamin Cross is a co-founder of a group called Friends of the Grove.
I think the key takeaway for me is that the Austin Transportation Department acted professionally and appropriately during this very thorough review and approval of the Grove's traffic plan. I really hope it relieves a lot of the concerns that everyone had.
But for Grayson Cox with the Bull Creek Road Coalition, ARG's analysis doesn't adequately assess what the traffic impact will be. And he says the city memo doesn't get at the heart of the problem.
Rather than having tunnel vision on a particular issue, no one seems to be looking at the overall impact and its context and limited connectivity. And if this is at all appropriate.
The city council is set to take up a zoning decision on the Grove next week. Saida Hassan, KUT News.